إذا السماء. Now inshallah we will learn Surah Al-Infitar, Surah number 82. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. In English, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, when the heaven is cleft asunder, and when the stars have fallen and scattered, and when the seas are burst forth, and when the graves are turned upside down and bring out their contents, then a person will know what he has sent forward and what he has left behind of good or bad deeds. O man, Allah is calling, O man, what has made you careless about your Lord, the Most Generous, who created you, fashioned you perfectly, and gave you due proportion? In whatever form He willed, He put you together, nay, but you deny the day of recompense. But verily, over you are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you, honorable, writing down your deeds. They know all that you do. Verily, the pious and righteous are be in delight in the paradise. And verily, the wicked disbelievers, sinners, and evildoers will be in the blazing fire, the hell. Therein they will enter and taste its burning flame on the day of recompense, and they will not be absent therefrom. And what will make you know what the day of recompense is? Again, what will make you know what the day of recompense is? It will be the day when no person shall have power to do anything for another and the decision. That day will be holy with Allah the Almighty.
You see? Allahu Akbar.
That's it. This is the Islam. This is the belief. This is everything. This is the reality. That's it. If someone will believe in this surah only, he will be a true believer. That's it. Okay? Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing for us the day of judgment, so that every one of us will start to feel the reality that on the day of judgment the heaven will be cleft asunder, the stars will be fallen scattered. Just let every one of us reflect for 1 minute regarding the reality that the stars will be falling. Stars falling, stars falling, thousands and thousands of stars are falling. Okay, and the sea are burst forth. The sea. When we have a hurricane, everyone is so worried and so afraid. The hurricane is just, you know, a movement, very strong movement of the wind. Okay, but what will happen when the stars will fall down and when the seas will be bursting forth? Okay, and then the graves will be turning upside down. You see, subhanAllah. Then, and only then, when it is too late, you know, when it will not give, you know, when none will can change any of the reality, when everything is already, written and the books are closed. Then after the books are closed, every person will know what he has sent forward and what he left behind of the good and bad deeds. Then again and again, the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us whenever we recite any of these verses, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us the careless mankind, oh mankind, Allah is reminding us, all praise to Him. Okay, oh mankind, what has made you careless about your Lord? You see, actually, this is enough a title for all the classes regarding to Islam to wake up the Muslim. Why they are careless about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why they are careless? Okay, then Allah is reminding us, the Lord who created you, fashioned you, gave you due proportion, and in whatever form He willed, He put you together. Okay? How come we can be careless about the one to whom all the issues are related, or our life are up to His will? How come? This means that, you know, we are living in a coma. This is my next class. Muslims are living in coma. Yes, because if we have mind and if we have, we are alert people, okay, we will realize that we cannot be careless regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot be careless about Him because He clarified to us. We will not use our mind. Muslims doesn't like to use their minds. Okay, they like to have their minds, you know, not working at all. As Allah created them, as they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their minds are off. Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us, okay, in the Quran, many, many times, okay, that, okay, Allah is the one who created us, fashioned us, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the provider, Allah is the one, up to His will is everything in our life. If I believe in this reality only, I will be careful about Allah or I will be careless about Allah. Let everyone ask himself or herself. Allah knows. Okay? But you see again and again the same issue which I tell. You see? Nay, you deny the day of resurrection. That's it. That's it. If the Muslims are believing that there is a day when I will stand in front of the Lord and He will ask me about any, all my deeds, if I believe in this fact, okay, I will be a true believer immediately. I am not in need of the classes and the conventions and the classes and attention and this, you know, where are the Muslims attending classes, attending classes, attending classes of what? The reality is very simple. There is a Lord. Up to Him is everything. We will meet Him and He will ask us about all our deeds. Are we ready for this meeting? Are we believing in this meeting? Are we preparing ourselves for this meeting? If we believe for the meeting, we will prepare ourselves. So long as most of the Muslims are not preparing themselves for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, this means that they don't believe in the day of judgment. How I can say, when someone will tell me, Sister Mona, how you can say that most of the Muslims are not preparing themselves for the day of judgment out of disbelief in the day of judgment? I can tell you, look around and evaluate. You, when I tell you, sisters, look around. Where are the Muslims? Where is the practice of Islam? Just I will tell you. Which happened over the last 2 weeks in the main ISGH main center in my class on Monday. You know, 2 weeks ago, one sister came and she attended the class. She is a reverted sister. And she told me, you know, Sister Mona, now I am reverted for more than 15 years. I changed many states in America. And I am looking for a Muslim community. I cannot find a Muslim community. Why, Sister Mona? I told her, Sister, I don't know. This is, I cannot answer this very difficult question. But for the sake of Allah, if you love Islam, practice Islam alone. Forget about the Muslim. Don't look to the Muslim. Have a good relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice Islam. Allah will reward you all the good. She told me, okay, thank you very much. Next week, Allah knows this was last week, another sister, she came and she attended, and the first one was there. She told me, Sister Mona, I am Muslim for 3 years now. I love Islam. I put my head cover. I have a lot of troubles in my work because of my head cover, but no problem. I love Islam. I am practicing Islam. Sister Mona, can I ask you a question? Allah knows. I told her, what is the question? She told me, why Muslims are not practicing Islam? I told her, sister, again, every week one revert sister. Following Islam, practicing Islam, she will ask me, why born Muslims are not practicing Islam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But again, I am giving you the same answer. Forget about the Muslims. Allah is there. Okay? Just to concentrate on yourself. Just concentrate on obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are on the right path. You are following the truth of Islam and you are living the mercy of Islam. Forget about the Muslims. None of our business nowadays to say why the Muslims are not following, not practicing Islam. Okay? But the only explanation for me is that this is my personal explanation. Okay? And now it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nay, you deny the day of recompense. Muslims, if the Muslims are not practicing Islam, this means that they don't believe on the day of judgment. Because if I believe, this is very simple equation, okay, for a child 10 years old, if I believe that there is a meeting with the Lord, and up to this meeting I will have eternal paradise or eternal hellfire, okay, immediately I will prepare myself for that meeting. How I can prepare? By doing good deeds, by practicing Islam through living the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the Quran. So long the Muslims are not following the rules of the Quran, so long Muslims are not doing good deeds, so long Muslims are living the race of the worldly life, according to whatever halal or haram, none of the business, the most important is the race of the worldly life. So, the reality is that those people don't believe in the day of judgment. Okay? And this means that they are not believers. Because to be a believer in Islam, you must believe in the day of judgment. If you don't believe in the day of judgment, you are not a believer. Okay, so everyone has to revise the reality and the most important truth, the goal of our creation. I am a true believer or not? I believe in, what is the belief in Islam? The belief in Islam is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the angels and in the books and in the messengers and in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of judgment. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, nay, you deny the day of recompense, the day of judgment. But, you see, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. But it is not up to us to deny or not to deny, because there are, okay, angels, okay, appointed in charge of every mankind to watch you. Okay? It is not a game. Up to everyone, I want to believe in the day of judgment or not. Okay? Believe or don't believe, this is up to you. But there are angels watching you. Okay? They are writing all of your deeds. And they know all what you are doing. Okay? And then everyone will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and everyone will realize, okay, the reality, okay. But here in this surah, if you try to notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat twice, verse number 17 and verse number 18. This is very special for Surah Al-Infitar, okay. Allah repeated what is the message in verse number 17 and verse number 18, okay. The message is that what Allah is saying, and what will make you know what is the day of recompense? It is a very, very, very difficult day, because Allah is repeating again. Again and again Allah is repeating. Do you know the day of recompense? Can you imagine the day of recompense? Are you aware of the day of recompense? Okay, then Allah is putting the end of the surah, it will be the day, Allah is clarifying, it will be the day when no person shall have power to do anything. The powerful people, the very important people, the very rich people, okay, whoever is living life, you know, as a person who is arrogant and have proud and have wealth and they have family and they have prestige and they have power, okay? On that day, the decision and the, everyone will realize, in reality, the only power is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because people, they don't have the knowledge of the reality and they are mostly living in coma, okay, they are not aware of the truth. The only power is to Allah. In this worldly life, okay, they try to escape this reality. Everyone is feeling, I am powerful. I live to be powerful. I want to be powerful. No problem. Live and be powerful. But on the day, on that day, you will realize the reality. Oh, but it is too late. Too late to realize. It was more better for every one of us to realize in this daily life, still when the angels can write for me good deeds, I am nothing. I cannot do anything. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am just a very poor slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having a test. In the test, I pray to Allah day and night to make me answer the test correctly. What is the test? The test is the events and the disasters and the trials of the worldly life. That's it. This is our life, and this is our time in this life, okay, in this period of our life. Our life is not the worldly life. Our life has two parts, a test and then the eternal life, okay, and the real life. Now we are in the test. In the test, I have to be careful, I have to be aware, I have to answer the question correctly. I have to forget about everything except one issue. I need to answer the questions correctly. How can I answer the question correctly? Through the book of answers. What is the book of answers? The Quran. And the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the practical of the Quran. Okay, Prophet Muhammad was a Quran. His manners was the Quran. If you have any difficulty understanding the Quran, revise the life of Prophet Muhammad in practice. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's it. In this period of the life of every one of us, okay, in the period of the test. Now I am in the period of the test. During the test, I have the Quran, I have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am following to finish the test and to succeed in the test, okay, and to be one of the winners. Then, when the day when I will have the result of my test, which is the day of judgment, Allah will give me my book. I pray to Allah, to me and to all the Muslims, that He will give us the book with the right hand, and He will tell us, now you succeed, congratulations, start your real life. At that time we'll start the real life. This is the reality, very simple reality, which every Muslim has to be aware of. Okay, if the Muslims are not aware of this reality, this means that they are deceiving themselves. Okay, they are telling to themselves, we are good people, we have good intention, inshallah, month of Ramadan is coming, we will pray in month of Ramadan, we will fast in month of Ramadan, we will give charity in month of Ramadan. Then after the month of Ramadan, we will return again to forget about the Quran, to forget about the rules of Islam, to forget about the good manners, to forget about our duties towards the Islam and everyone. And inshallah, we are very good people, we will be in the paradise. Muslims, you are living in coma. Okay, yes, we are living in coma. And the reality of our situation as Muslim is the proof of our, you know, way of life. So, this is Surah Al-Infitar. Okay, and actually here it is written, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, angels come to you in succession by night and day, and all of them get together at the time of Fajr and Asr prayer. Then those who have stayed with you overnight ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who asks them, and He knows the answer better than they. Allah will ask them, how have you left my slaves? They reply, we left them while they were praying, and we came to them while they were praying. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, if any one of you say Ameen during the prayer at the end of the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, and the angels in heaven say the same Ameen, and the two saying coincide, all his past sins will be forgiven. So you have to say this Ameen at the end of Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay, So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, also regarding, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the day of resurrection, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the angels appointed over you that the good and the bad deeds be written. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then showed the way. He showed them how the way to write to the angels. If somebody intends to do a good deed and he does not do it, then Allah will write for him a full good deed in his account. And if he intends to do a good deed and actually does it, then Allah will write it for him in his account. He will write the reward equal from 10 to 700 times, to many more and more, many more and more, up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how the good deed can be increased and increased. And this is, you know, a call for every one of us to do any good deed. Maybe one good deed, Allah will multiply it to the extent that only out of this good deed you will be in the paradise. Okay, just to help one sister, just to say a good word to one sister, just to go and visit a sick sister. You know, Allah only knows. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write a full good deed in his account with him. And if he intended to do a bad deed, and if someone intends, so the good deed will be multiplied to 700 and more. Okay, if someone intended to do a bad deed and he does not do it, Allah will write it for him a full good deed. You see, this is the importance of this kind of classes. Okay, is that to remind you, okay, and to give you the knowledge, okay, that if you have the intention to do a bad deed, then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remember the hellfire, you remember the paradise, you remember the day of judgment, you tell to yourself, no, I will not do the bad deed. Okay, oh Allah, I repent to you, I ask you forgiveness, I will not do it. Allah will write it for you a full good deed. You see? And if someone intended to do a bad deed and he actually does it, then Allah will write it for him a bad deed. One bad deed in his account. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplying the good deeds for us. When you come today and recite this Surah Al-Infitar, how many good deeds you have? You see, subhanallah, according to the intention. Okay, who allows you to come? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never come to get all this amount of good deeds except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except when you deserve to have these good deeds. You see, subhanallah. So everyone has to be thankful when you do a good deed. Be thankful to Allah because you are not allowed to do any deed except by the will and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? But again here, there is a fact which I have to remind to every one of us, is that none of us will enter the paradise except by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? Subhanallah. So again and again, we have to be all the time loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, feeling that all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being all the time, you know, having this feeling that it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so this is how we have to have the relation with the Lord. Okay, the Lord is the most merciful. The Lord is the sustainer. The Lord is the provider. The Lord is the one up to His will. He is allowing me to do a good deed. The most important is that Allah created us Muslims. I have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night that He created me Muslim. Because if Allah will not create me a Muslim, do you think that it is easy for someone to change his religion to Islam nowadays? Impossible. Actually, I always respect those whom they change their religion nowadays. To tell you, the most respectable people over the earth are those whom they can, you know, pay this high price to become Muslims while Islam is in the most difficult time. But still they become Muslims, and subhanallah, they are always covered. They are trying their best to learn, but their problem is that they are looking for support from the Muslims. And this support is always not around. Okay, if they escape because of the lack of support from the Muslims. Again, it is a problem of the bored Muslims. You see? So all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let everyone learn the lessons of this surah, which we learn is that Allah is reminding every one of us, don't be careless about your Lord. Your Lord is the source of all the mercy which you are living in. Be aware of the day of resurrection and the day of recompense. On that day you will realize that all the power was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually the sinners will be in the hellfire, and inshallah the pious righteous will be in the paradise. And now inshallah let us see.